Blog Talk Radio.
Under the moon and over the sky.
there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snapped my control. Such a funny thing, but every time I'm near you, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. Music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you. Change me your slave. Come and do with me all the things that you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane, or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby, come here. Don't have no fear, oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love. So tell me why I stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream I fade away. There I go talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together would do a hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you please let me love you and get a release from this awful misery?
What is all this talk about love in me?
I'm so crazy about love, never knowing what love's all about. James Moon, you come on in, man. You can blow now if you want to live
on my mind is how much I'm gonna But you just don't you know,
don't you know, you're so beautiful.
Yeah, babe,
I wanna give
my love, you got the
kiss tonight, but don't let me lie.
Welcome to Divas Talk. I'm your host, La Pearl La Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. How you doing tonight, Diva?
Hey, Diva. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? Every morning since, what was it, Saturday, I've just been waking up feeling really light and just good, and my days have been really, really good, especially after a couple of weeks of dealing with health issues and not knowing what's going on. I've been feeling really light. You know, I've still got my aches and pains and pills, but I feel good.
That's what's up.
Mentally.
Hey, look.
You know?
It's a prayer is all about. When someone, you know when someone prays for you because it works.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Oh, you know it. I got the poet with the microphone on.
Girl, that is my favorite piece. I think it's a favorite among a lot of us that have gotten it from For Real. I don't know what it, you know what, it's the fact that it lacks luster. I mean, it doesn't lack luster, and it has that little microphone. It's just so cute,
right. You
know, and it's so pretty to look at. It's just always sparkly and shiny, you know. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. Now, before I go any further, I have to give a shout-out to a person who is not only an amazing and good friend of mine. He is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Links, those beautiful pieces of jewelry that me and my co-host talk about. And you can acquire those pieces over on Instagram, Amazon, and rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Oh, baby, baby. Yeah. And if you can't get them at either one of those places, you can show enough holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with one of those beautiful pieces that he creates. Diva, tonight is open mic. But it's also, you can ask us a question. And as you can see in the description, I say, y'all keep them clean, okay? This ain't that kind of show where you can go, and this ain't the erotic love zone, okay? It ain't even love zone. This is deep talk. So even though we can hold a discussion on anything, just keep it clean, all right? Thank you, respectfully. Absolutely. What's that guy said? Sensational. I love it. So, Diva, I don't know. Is there anything you wanted to ask me, but you just never did?
Other than when your book is coming out, no.
Oh, boy. You would bring that
I got you, didn't I? Got you. Yeah, I got you.
You know what? I don't put myself – when I first started this, I had the mindset of putting myself in a time constraint, and it was making me rush and mess up. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to even say, y'all, I got a set date, because there's parts of it that just keeps coming to me, and I don't know when it's going to stop. That ink is going to stop flowing in. And so – I promise you, though, I'll have it out. Let's put it that way. I just don't know when. And it helps me feel better not to pressure myself by giving myself a certain time, you know. So, but y'all, you will get to read it, and it's gonna be a hit. It's gonna be a banger. I know, because I've given samples of it to people, and I've gotten really, really great reactions to just a little bit. So I feel good about it.
And that's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a question for you.
Okay.
And it's on the same topic. When you first started writing, did you put yourself in a time constraint?
With this book, yes. Only because I wanted to be published so my grandmother could see it before she went on to glory. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was a small time constraint, but I didn't really feel pressured. The only thing I could have thought of that might have given me a little pressure was how many to do, how many pieces to do, to put in the book. And I said, well, I've had people put 20, 30, 40. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere in the middle of it. And after that, I just didn't fret at all. But I did want to have it out. But other than that, it was no pressure.
Well, what I learned, thank you for that. What I did learn from those of y'all that are published authors, I do remember coming to you and a few others and asking them how much should I write and how should I write it, and all of y'all gave me the same answer. It's your book. You do what you want to do with it. And that made me exhale, literally, because I was so tight with this. I was excited about it, because it actually just started out as a piece. And I was like, I started seeing these people in my mind, these beautiful characters that I just wanted to write about. And I just took it from there. But I held myself really, really tight. And then when I kept getting the same answer from y'all, I was like, okay, there's no pressure. There's no pressure.
Right.
You know, it's all good. It was all good, and I appreciate that from you guys. That makes a world of difference to me with the openness and just being honest with me. That's the one thing I can say about my Epiphany family. Y'all gonna give it to me straight, no chaser, okay? And
you know,
I really appreciate that. Okay. But Diva, we do have a caller up in here, and I'm interested hearing. This is a very dedicated supporter that we have that calls him all the time, and he never disappoints. Even, you know, he says he'll go back in his arsenal or his archives. It's new to us.
Right?
You know what I mean? And I still enjoy it all. I miss Ellie Mae Clampett, though. I hope he can bring her back. I'm sorry. Now, I'm going to leave that alone. Let's just open up this mic to C-Double. Hey, C-Double. Welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight? Don't get me.
This is a Filmways presentation.
I had to because I miss you talking about you have written pieces about this person and talked about how they got on your nerves. I had to. I'm sorry. He said, why?
Like, could you please turn up the heat?
Oh, my goodness.
How are both of y'all doing?
Good. Yes. It's always great to hear from you. How are you feeling tonight before I say
well,
what I
you know,
said?
You know, I'm reflective because, you know, today my daughter gets the 33rd chapter today. Her name is Ashley.
Wow. Oh, very happy birthday to her.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yes, happy birthday. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
33.
Wow.
Yeah,
do
time flies.
Do you sit back and say, I had a child 30-something years ago? Can't believe. You ever say that to yourself?
I just flash back to when I first held her in my arms with umbilical cord, and she didn't even cry in my arms. Funny that she would cry in her mom's arms, but you know we won't even go there.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that alone because when y'all men got bragging rights, ain't nothing we can do about it. Not a thing. So it's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful though. You got you know, it's all right. Now what was I getting ready to ask you? I forgot. Tonight is open mic and it's also Ask a Diva. But just keep it clean. You can ask us a question.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Miss VIP on this one.
Okay.
Do you remember your first poem that you wrote and when?
Absolutely. Ooh. Wow. I do believe it was the year I came to Epiphany, earlier in the year. And I'm not sure. David, do you remember when you came to Epiphany? Because I think I was some months right before you.
I do, and I remember the first piece I wrote for Epiphany.
I'm going to say it had to be about five years ago, because, see, I wrote stories first. But then one day I thought about it. I'm like, wow, let me write about something. And I wrote something that was very, you know, it was traumatizing, but it was dear to my heart, and I was like, you know, I'm going to try it. And this guy said, go ahead and put it on. Let's see what happens. And I got the best feedback. And that's when I was like, well, dang, I ain't not to write poetry too. I was a story. I was doing stories. So, but now I'm very blessed to do both. I can do both, and that's a wonderful thing. So I'm going to go about 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
It's
very good to
actually
know.
It's going on 6 years. It is going on six years. I do remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, both of you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So, like I said, it is open mic. So, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight, for our listening pleasure, rather? Because you never disappoint.
Well, this is a music industry type of poem called We're on an Award Tour.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm afflicted by this retardation of the music industry. It's sadistic and sickening to have me listen to this Similac formula to forget they own you, through checkerboards and orgies to anoint you after award shows. Your trophy, your validation from people who are prescribed crazy. You see in their eyes blank gazes into spaces and color shades lifted off faces, souls taken, sacrificed friends, relatives, and babies. Welcome to the lifestyles of the rich and famous, where the residue of ineptitude guzzles unleaded fuel to the fire below. The background of this backdraft coming from backstage has been resold to all the elite bidders for billions of dollars in perpetuity, because you did what most artists do in the industry. You didn't, pertaining to your contract, read it. You followed patterns and sequence, wearing sequins and displaying cleavage in a bit of beaver, only to frequent every cheating, deceiving, defeated, beating believer hooked on the phonics of junior achievement, preceded by every drug sponsored by fine jerks taken in bulk and every alcoholic beverage you're drinking. After all, it's the Grammys, then it's Oscar weekend. Pray that you don't die by gunshots from a fanatic like Selena did. The theme is you need to be coming out the deep end and with degrees of details of what you've been seeking. Don't want to see you in the tub face down in bath water like Whitney. You need to be on your knees praying to Christ Jesus. Because that's the only way you'll receive freedom. George Michael would have let you down because his death would have freaked you. To put it another way, instead of masquerading, oops, I almost said that word that rhymes with that, take the advice of Michael Jackson, beat it. The system is ran by people killing people sooner or later, like Prince, having been drugged in an elevator. Crazy, ain't it? That's that piece.
Yo, this piece, Diva, go ahead, because I got a little bit to say about it. Go ahead. First.
First of all, Maza is totally correct. You never disappoint. And I was hearing all this stuff, and I was like, man, right. And I thought about something, like Ricky Smiley and his son, and I thought about things, you know what I'm saying? And how people, and I thought about the guy that got killed in L.A., London's husband. I forget what his name was. But anyway, you know, you think about these things and you think about the music industry and everybody's either selling out or giving out. You understand what I'm getting at? And it's like, damn. So that got me. I'm thinking about Whitney and I'm like, well, damn. So crack is whack, but it got her now, didn't it? But mm-hmm. That was a great piece, and I got so much out of it, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Diva.
You're welcome.
Ooh, so everything that you said in this piece was true. And I remember every last one of those events that took place, those tragic tragedies. That industry, the entertainment industry, is full of wickedness. And it's so sad because music is, it's multidimensional, it's universal, it's man, everything that exists understands music. There isn't a place you can't go where there isn't music playing. Everybody, every beast, every living thing, even the plants, love music. We respond to it a certain kind of way. And it's sad because of it being such a beautiful thing for us that it is used for really, really bad things. These people in this industry are made to sacrifice their loved ones. I was just watching an interview, an old interview, and it was just a small clip of it where the interviewer, the reporter, got fearful because he was interviewing Mike Tyson. And you know what happened to Mike's daughter, right? Which after how she was found made absolutely no sense. She was 2 years old on a weight bench. How can she even move anything? You know what I'm saying? How can you get caught in anything like that? At that age, you're not strong enough to move anything, and it just doesn't make sense. And I said to myself, you know, these people do these things to keep a certain lifestyle, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't affect them. You could see the hurt in his eyes and hear it in his voice, tears in his voice. Because when he started talking about it, he started to get very emotional, and he ended the interview. He said, "You got to go now. It's time for you to go, please." And he got up, and he was telling them to take all of the microphones and all that stuff they had hooked up. And the interviewer was saying, you know, I was fearful because he didn't know whether Mike was going to snap and grab and snap his neck or if he was going to leave, but he didn't say anything else. He left it alone. And you know how some reporters can be pushy once they strike a nerve. They don't care. They'll still keep pushing. But Mike is different. And I think he made the right choice by leaving it alone. And he left quietly. He didn't even say anything. Mike got up. He was like, "Y'all going to take this stuff off?" And the reporter just left. It's so sad. Marie Osmond's son, out of the blue, allegedly committed, you know, he offed himself. And it's always these three things. It's either drugs, some form of unaliving themselves with suicide, or what is it? It's just, it makes no sense. But those are the things that they always tell us. They told us, you know, going back to Whitney, that she unalived herself. Yet they didn't find not one drug in her system. No alcohol in her system. Okay. What they did find was a lot of bruises and defensive wounds. So you know what that means. But the thing I'm trying to get at is, I don't understand that choice to continue to want to live that lifestyle. If somebody approaches me about my loved one or somebody that means everything to me, no, I'm not giving them to you for you to destroy them. I don't know how they live with themselves. They still are human, and you can see the effects of them sacrificing those people afterwards. You see Jennifer Hudson, how long it took her to get herself together after what happened to her family. I'm not going to get into this no further because we pretty much know what it is and what it ain't. But
And the Pearl of Negra, you just got to remember, when Puffy asks you to party, you got to tell him no.
Tell him no.
This is the year of explosion.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. But, yeah, I love this piece. It touched me a certain way because I can't even imagine having to give up something like that for money. I would never trade love for money, ever. I know I couldn't do it. I love love too much. And the people that I do care about and love, I will go to the ends of the earth for them if it's within my power. And ain't no way I'm giving them up to at their side, the dark side. So thank you so much, C-Double, for that. I appreciate that. I really do. I could talk
You're
about welcome. This for days, but I ain't doing it.
You'll talk to me sooner or later on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because
yeah,
I got stories.
Yeah.
If don't nobody else know, I know you know.
Yeah. Because I was just that close to getting a record deal as a songwriter and producer. That close.
Wow.
You know
but
what
I did. I can't beat Stevie J. I'm sorry. I will not do it. No. No.
You're not going to beat Stevie.
Not with the Puerto Rican princess. No.
What a Puerto Rican princess. Okay, Stevie.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't even watch them so-called reality TV shows, man. Them things give me anxiety. But Jocelyn, as she calls herself, I have an affinity for her crazy ass. I really do. She about crazy. But she keeps it real. She keeps it real because she tells those producers and all them other people behind the camera, she let them know, y'all put such and such up to this. They had, I think it was one of Stevie's daughters, and they were having a dinner, and she was a little emotional that night. And the girl wanted to say something, but she wouldn't do it. They made her, I think she got up and walked out, and Jocelyn was like, y'all put her up to this shit, didn't you? Y'all made her
do it.
I was totally off the script. She don't play. She does not play. That's my girl, though. She'd be like, I'll walk out of here right now. Don't play with me. I'm the Puerto Rican.
Wow. Ms. VIP, I know you're rubbing your hands like Stevie J right about now.
No.
My goodness.
That's my girl. All right, they
court me. All right, C-Double, we might spin the block. I don't know, but if you can, stick around. If you can, as always, thank you so much for coming through and supporting us.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you. And I'm gonna escort you myself over to Temptation Station.
All right.
You can grab yourself something to drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to both of you sexy ladies.
Yo, I'm telling you, Diva, I can talk about that kind of stuff for days on end. I'm trying to tell you. And you know what? Oh, what I wanted to say was, I'm going to say this real quick, then I'm going to do a bill pay, and we can get back to some poetry. To those of you that are extremely gifted, okay, and you start getting out there, be careful because that's when the devil comes for you. And he don't come looking with them horns and that red skin. Come to something very, very beautiful, okay, and trying to gift you all that you ever wanted. You be careful with that, okay, and stay in the light. Diva. We'll be right back with this.
Oh,
Epiphany. This is Epiphany Radio.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Divas Talk. This is Epiphany Radio. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that one and join us. We'd love you to. All right, Diva, you know what? I'll wait until after this. Oh, we didn't do our poems. But it's all right. It's all right. It's about the callers. It's not about us. So
let's get
to this next caller. We got ourselves a area code 202. Welcome to Divas Talk. Who do we have on the mic?
Mr. Automatic Carriage Mac.
Hey, Auto, what's good with you? Welcome to Divas Talk.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
Fine. Get a chance to check that site out.
Say again.
Get a chance to check the website.
I haven't checked anything because I've been preoccupied by other things going on in my life. Doesn't mean I won't, but I just haven't. I have to be honest with you. I have not checked out anything, anybody's anything. But I definitely will. When I get a chance to, I will. You're another one that stays up to date on what's actually going on out here. We'll get into that a little bit later. Tonight is open mic, but it is also Ask a Diva. Now, all we ask is that you keep the question clean, but you can ask either one of us or both of us a question.
Oh, man. That's a big question. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
I knew he was going to do it. Yeah. Yeah, well.
Now you know better.
Okay. So what do you want to ask, Otto? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm trying to keep it sexy, but respectful.
Oh, Lordy. Thank
Uh-oh.
You.
Okay. How do you feel dress up? How do you feel when you dress up? You dress up like, some of them have that nice dress, all that.
Like going out dress up or?
Yes, going out dress up.
No. Are you posing that question to both of us or one?
Yes. Double the plus. Yes.
Oh. All right. Diva, you want to go first or you want to answer?
Well, I don't mind dressing up at all. I mean, it makes me feel good. And now that I'm down here in Florida, I look more for comfort than being cute, but I can still be cute. So that's how I feel about that.
Oh, that's right. As far as me getting dressed up, if I am getting dressed up, because I am, look, when you get this age, honey, it is all about comfort. I don't care where you're at. You can be up in the Poconos or over in Alaska. It's about comfort from head to toe, okay? But I clean up pretty nicely. If I am getting dressed up, I am feeling really, really good. I'm pretty much feeling myself, okay? The mirror loves me, I promise you. Another thing I want to say, what girl doesn't love to play dress up?
Good answer, Diva. Good answer.
Dress up.
Think this is so sexy. Yeah. Thank you. Now, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint either.
I brought my mind. I'm going to do something. Something came over me. Yeah, I'm on the freestyle. Something came over me.
All right, the mic is yours.
I'm going to call this Respect the Culture. That's the name of the freestyle. When I hear you, I hear what you have to say. The annoying comes on play. What are you bringing? Are you reading paragraph or are you calling that poetry? You're taking everything from the culture like a vulture. And everything that you say almost puts me to sleep. Now I'm running real deep. I need you to respect the culture. You putting classified ads in the poetry? Like, who wants you? Please. Seems like if I cut the light off, it won't be as dark as I need it to be dark. Just to look at you will make me flip out the bed. Can't get drunk enough to even see you. You call yourself an artist. How could that be? Are you reciting or are you reading? What are you doing? What are you pursuing? See, a lot of us, we put our heart and our mind in the culture. And while you bring ignorance to the culture. See, I remember a time when you said that the black man, black people need to go ahead and pick up a book. But who are you when you ain't even black? No, you need to go ahead and sit down. Now I tell anybody who look like you, who react like you. I would never be afraid. If you want to know how I go, look on my page. You'll see everybody who's been beat by the police. Right now, I'm about to go ahead and scratch you off because you are diseased. Now, please, oh, please, respect the culture. Every time I hear you, you used to say that annoying words. I call it hazards. You call it woman say it because annoying is right in the completion. Now, I'm sharing everything all season long. I'm staying strong. So if you're going to say something, please stop reading all these books and calling it poetry. Stop reading a news article and call that poetry. You're embarrassing yourself, and you really need help. So please respect the culture. This is Automatic Charismatic Lyrical Engine. Can't get to send them all in. Wrap and try.
Wow. Go ahead, Diva.
You know, I always tell you, Otto, that you are the one for conscious pieces. And every time you come out with something, it really gives me something to think about. Because there are a lot of people who really don't respect us at all. They don't respect our cultures. They don't respect, you know, respect the holidays. Or they don't, you know, now that our Juneteenth and that has passed and, you know, people are irked. So why are you irked? You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of disrespect coming that has been coming our way for the longest time. So it probably won't end in this lifetime of mine, but one could hope until everybody understands that when you're shot or cut or punched to a, you know, we all bleed the same. You understand what I'm saying? The same color. So
right.
I really appreciate
right.
that piece. I really appreciate that piece. That was really good and very thought-provoking, so thank you. Diva?
Absolutely. Otto, this piece right here, it's very true. You have, and I have experienced certain, people that call themselves poets, but I don't know what the hell they're doing. They are grabbing from an article and they're just reading it word for word, verbatim. They are pulling from a book instead of writing down their inspiration, what inspired them from that particular article or whatever it is. They're just writing word for word, and then they're reading it as if we don't know, or we're just supposed to be in awe of something that was already written. All you did was copy it down. So I agree with everything you said in this piece.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It does make people look at us, the real artists, the real poets. It makes them look at us differently. Like, damn, is this original, or is it, you know, are they giving us something that was already written down in a book? You know, it takes away from us, and it shouldn't, but it does, because, you know, people have opinions and they make assumptions. So I appreciate this piece. I really, really do. And where's my glasses?
You know, I want to say to you all, to both of you all bring it every time. You can feel somebody's heart in the poem. You can feel the realness in when somebody's doing a poem.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Every time y'all bring your heart into it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. That's why I'm a fan of both of you. Not a fan of both. And I was just talking to my friend, to Van, poet. Say, look, in this poetry game, we all got favorites. I got favorites. First one to say it. Everybody, because you can't, everybody in the game, you're not going to have it's not going to be your favorite. That to me, is fraud. You know, if I sit there and say all these poets are my favorite, that's fraudulent. Then that takes away from the poetry.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No.
So I hear y'all bring it, but then you got the other ones. I ain't gonna lie. I checked this person. I'm not gonna say the names, but said that black men need to pick up a book and read it. And to me, how can you not be black? And then you say that black men need to go ahead and read. So I checked that person, got blocked. I really didn't give a damn. You're not going to just run your damn mouth and think that everybody's supposed to be quiet, especially when you're not black and you talk about reading a damn book.
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that one.
So I checked that individual.
Yeah, I respect that. I do respect that. I've heard little snide remarks and comments made about us as a people. But that's ignorance talking. That is not the actual person, because they don't know. If you talk like that, I have to believe that you truly do not know who we are as a people. You haven't the slightest idea of who we are. Because you couldn't even fix your mouth to say something like that if you knew who we actually were. So I appreciate that.
We are, I'm going to say it just like this. We are men, black men, we are warrior. We are warrior god kings. Black women are warrior goddess queen.
Absolutely.
We have dominion over the earth.
That's it. Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you. One love, one mic. Get that bottle out of your pocket. Give it here. You are not. Why you insist on trying to sneak a bottle into my bar? Huh? I'm starting to think you trying to sabotage me. Yes. You know I'm going to every day.
I was going to share it with you. I don't know, D.D. I don't know what you drink.
I don't even drink no more, but I'm serving. I'm not letting you sneak in there. You can use all the excuses and say what you want. Give me the damn bottle. Stop trying to get my license revoked.
Do both y'all drink?
It comes down when you drink, you know. Not really. No, she's not.
Well, I guess all for men.
All right, Otto. Thank you very much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I like this piece he did tonight because it's so true about the ignorance that speaks.
And you know.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is. So, well, Leva, we don't handle
mm-hmm.
more callers up in here, but I still want to get my piece out, you know,
absolutely.
And I want to hear yours. So, how about you go ahead, and then I can close it out.
All right, I can do that. Okay, this piece is untitled, but I really, really just don't know what to title this. All right.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. I started out bright white because I thought I'd live right. As I grew, I morphed from red to blue because I had you. See, you brought the sun to my moon and knocked out the blackness of gloom. This made me write stories, then write poetry pieces in all their glory. Not for fortune or fame, just to remember my name. Knowing my poetry would last, I got saved, and I knew whatever happened in my life was past. So I want all to know I tried before I died. I cried. I loved strong, lasted longer than I ever thought I would. Knew I had to pass resilience down to my child. I was book, not street smart, liberal, not wild. My words will resonate always, and people will relate, because all may have been down this road before, carrying that same load. No, I wrote to help people, to evoke emotion that will inspire, to give them a desire to act that will make them that will make change undoubtedly for all to see. But no, I tried. I lived to love. I lived for love. And I was truly blessed and highly favored from the one above. And that's that piece.
Yes. Yes. You know what? I loved reading this, but I loved hearing it from you even more. This is an amazing piece. And it speaks solely on the kind of soul that you are, the person that you are, what you give of yourself, and about some of the things that you've learned and what you keep. I'm getting tongue-tied here, but I'm trying to tell you, I love peace. I do. It's really, really beautiful. Don't even need a title.
I love
it. Girl, you know I'm the queen of untitled pieces. Don't even get me started. I love it, and I appreciate you for sharing that. It's really, really a beautiful piece. I see your pen growing, girl. You're stretching that pen. I see it.
Thank you so much. Well, enough
you're
about well. Me. It is time to shine a spotlight on you. So what you got for us to listen to?
All right. This is called Awareness Reveal. It's an old piece, but it's still a piece. Y'all ready?
I'm sure it's relevant, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. Her canvas is beautifully damaged because her flaws are pronounced by insecurities that just scream at her. So all she's ever wanted was a love that would stay. The kind of love that when she looked in their eyes, she'd always see that non-judgmental and total acceptance of her and her truth. The kind of love that when she looks in their eyes, she'd always see that conversation they could have to work through it, to make it work and keep it work. The kind of love that when she looks in their eyes, she'd always see that they've fallen even deeper in love with her inner beauty every day. I never have to wonder if they're losing or lost interest because her outward beauty is fading. The kind of love that is unafraid and unashamed to always take her hand and go against opinions and hearsay of outside forces. The kind of love that will join in the fight with her so she won't ever have to beg or fight for it. The kind of love that knows it's comfortable and safe to be with her because her spirit, her mind, her love is home. The kind of love from the one that made her appreciate all the scars from the hurt she'd endured because he sees behind her smiles and always kisses away the tears shed by her soul. Even though she fights through fear of facing new love every day because she refuses to be a convenience anymore as those memories of being broken play in her head like a scratched record. Soft is the touch of love when you want to be and are the giver. But the spirit is easily broken through vulnerability. Always accompanied by tear-soaked pillows from what seems like endless nights of crying out in loud silence. All she's ever wanted was a love strong enough to stay, like she does. Her awareness was revealed to her because she found herself through healing. And she knows who she is, and that within every waking moment of her life, there isn't one part of her that doesn't deserve the shine of the light. Because in the day, she captures the sun's attention. And at night, the moon sits with her for their deep conversations. While the oceans and seas conduct new melodies for her playlists. Wild orchids and Japanese cherry blossoms will always catch her eye, and she indulges often in her favorite scents of the fresh-cut grass and trees blended with notes of jasmine in bloom carried to her on the wind. It's her aromatherapy for healthy, common pleasantries. Her voice is what love needs, because she is the part of love that understands. And she is life worth living. And that's their piece.
Diva. Man. Now, that might be old, but I'm not sure if I heard that one before. But I'm going to tell you right now, that is one of your best. You know what I see? I see, when I hear this, I see a woman who is totally contented with her solitude, but yet yearns for someone to share her life with. And that line, that every part of her deserves to shine. Now, I might be paraphrasing that, but that's what I got. You do. Mm-hmm. Every part of you is loving, caring, compassionate, thoughtful, all of those things. And that poem just, it emanates you big time. That's you.
Oh. Thank you.
So, wow. And
thank you.
Outstanding.
Thank you so much, Diva. Well,
mm-hmm.
It is coming to a close. And as always, thank you so much for allowing me to ride shotgun with you every week and trusting in me to do what I do. I want to thank all the callers that came through, the people that streamed and listened online. All of this wouldn't be possible without you. So I thank you so much. I want you to stay safe, continue to get that good relationship going with yourself, continue to respect and love one another, and please, please be kind to yourself. Think happy thoughts. Or as that starfish said in Finding Nemo, find a happy place, find a happy place, find a happy place. That's real. It is. And I'm going to just hand the mic over to my diva, and we'll take you out with a song.
Everyone, you know, exactly what my diva said. The one thing other than being kind to yourself, be kind to others. It doesn't cost it doesn't cost a thing. And you don't know what anyone's going through. So throw them a smile. Hey. So God bless you guys. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Diva?
With that, I'm going to say peace and take you out with this.
She was.